AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump's talks are going on with Iran and claims Tehran is eager to reach an agreement to end the war. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
They want to make a deal very badly.
The president says his envoys talked yesterday with an Iranian leader whom he did not name.
The man who I believe is the most respected and the leader.
Not Iran's supreme leader. The president announced earlier he'd extended his own deadline for Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz or face power plant attacks. While Iranian state media deny any such talks with the U.S., the president insists there's an opening.
We are in the throes of a real possibility of making a deal.
But says there are no guarantees. If there is a deal, the U.S. has a plan for Iran's enriched uranium.
We're going down and we'll take it ourselves.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Iran is claiming the president backed down. Oil prices have eased and the stock market is higher as hopes rise for an end to the Iran war. ICE and other officers were seen at the Atlanta airport. Border czar Tom Homan was asked about it.
We got 14 right now, and there will be more.
Lines are long at airports because of the shutdown of the Department of Homeland Security.
Their number one mission there, as the president said, is help TSA with security, help move the flow of people through those lines, because it is a tragedy what's happening at the airport right now with 3 and 4 hour delays. It's ridiculous.
The Supreme Court's conservative majority sounds skeptical of state laws that allow the counting of late arriving mail ballots, a target of President Trump. The court heard arguments in a case from Mississippi that also would affect voters in 13 other states and D.C., which have grace periods for ballots cast by mail. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. A ruling on the case of a Texas-based citizen journalist.
The Supreme Court has rejected the appeal of journalist Priscila Villarreal, who says she was wrongly arrested in 2017. The justices left in place a divided federal appeals court ruling. It found Villarreal, known online as La Gordiloca, could not sue police officers and other officials over her arrest. The citizen journalist had sought and obtained non-public information from a police officer and published it on Facebook. Her arrest affidavit says she wanted the information to gain followers. Justice Sonia Sotomayor dissented, writing, quote, "It should be obvious that this arrest violated the First Amendment." Marcela Sanchez, Washington.
Ratings show the NCAA men's college basketball tournament is off to its best start since CBS and TNT began showing all the games in 2011. The first 3 days averaged close to 10 million viewers. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.